그때
Friday sunrise on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
The renegade feeling satisfied. You blinked and closed your eyes. No, in store. The freshness of my reality makes me feel tingling.
And your life doesn't change by the man that's elected. you're loved by someone you'll never reject it. Decide what to be and go be it. There was a dream. Flooded in life, in the fine print they tell you what's wrong and what's right, and it flies by day and it flies by night, and I'm frightened by those who don't see. There was a dream, and one day I could see it, like a bird. I broke in and demanded that somebody free it.
This is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
With your hosts, Mark Farabee and
Jason Paulette. Good morning, Vancouver.
Good morning.
So yeah, it's another wonderful Friday out there. We got heard a couple tracks to start off the day. A little, first was Spiritualized, a song called Let It Flow from way back in the 90s. And yeah, pretty mellow track. Some No Intention by the Dirty Projectors and Apples in Stereo with the song Go.
As well as the Avid Brothers, that was what we were just listening to. Head Full of Doubt, Road Full of Promise. And yeah, I screwed something up somewhere in there. My clumsy fingers, I must have pressed the wrong button.
What it
can
happens.
You do?
Yes. Time for that third coffee.
Yes, I should mention we have a very special guest in this morning. Tobacco Brown,
yes.
Who's going to come in here and
play some live music for us.
Yes, sir. He's originally from Vancouver, spent the last 6 years in London, England. And, yeah, he's recorded his first album, Bruised Gin, at London's Sinewave Studios. And yeah, he's currently living back in Vancouver, working on his second album. And yeah, he's going to come in here and play a few tunes for us.
Right on.
Yes, sir.
Sweet.
So
yeah, sounds like a pretty sweet day. Gonna have some more music coming up, I guess.
I
think we'll do some horoscopes today as well.
Yeah, do some horoscopes. We'll probably do a traffic report as well.
Yeah, that sounds good. It's pretty busy out there in the
yeah, there's definitely more traffic on the road this morning than there has been past Fridays. So
yeah, let's get to some more music. We're gonna have another old track that I chose from way back in the day, a song called Already There by The Verve. It's a beautiful tune, so yeah, give this a listen and stay tuned for some live music on Friday Sunrise. Yep. On 101.9 FM.
Tobacco Brown coming in.
The Vancouver 2010 Cultural Olympiad, presented by Bell, proudly presents one of UK's best bands, Gomez, Friday, March 12th at the Orpheum. Gomez brings its infectious blend of bluesy wails and pop rock harmonies to Vancouver, with special guests Luke Doucette and the White Falcon.
Please come here, come right on over.
Gomez, March 12th, all ages. Tickets at 1-800-TICKETS and tickets.com. For more information, visit vancouver2010.com/cultural olympiad.
Thank you. last idea now that the moment's gone. On your feet, count to ten and then you bound. Oh no, where did you go? Your song is on a song.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunya!
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs, compact discs, I mean, DVDs even, whatever, anything that might be better with
radio-ness?
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials, I mean, come on, what about
Jay,
Mark,
Jason,
the Bear, all those guys? Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason
the Bear
Paulette,
because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to... You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read, or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
All right, this is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR, and we're back again. Another Friday's rolled around. We got some fantastic live music for you on this show, and all kinds of goodies.
Yep, yep. I should introduce to the listening audience, Mr. Tobacco Brown. How you doing?
Not too bad, thanks.
Good. Very happy to be here this morning.
I am extremely happy.
Has that coffee woken you up yet?
Oh, it's doing the job.
And how was the muffin?
The muffin was good. Thank you, Mark. They treat you like royalty here.
It's nothing but the best for our guests.
Yes, exactly.
So, so why don't you tell us a little bit about your music and your travels and a little bit about Tobacco Brown?
Well, where do I start? Okay, I'm born and raised in North Vancouver. And I actually went to high school with Mark, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Were you guys often separated in class? And
they didn't let us anywhere near each other. It was too much fun when we got together. Shenanigans. We did a play together, and that was a disaster. But I ended up leaving this country when I was 15, and I moved to London to live with my parents, and then I didn't really have any friends for about a year that I lived there, because it's England, you know, and so I just basically sat in my bedroom for a year and played guitar, which it doesn't even sound cool as I'm saying that, I realize, but...
Well, you know, that kind of sounds to me like one of those monks who goes into the cave and meditates for a year.
Eat soy.
I'm sure it's paid off.
Well, you know what? It hasn't. I remember when I was, like, learning guitar, the story that you would hear to, like, I don't know if it was supposed to make you want to play guitar or just to remind you of how much work you have to put in, but it was the story of, like, Eric Clapton locked himself in his bedroom for a year and didn't come out till he was good at guitar, and whatever that means, and who knows if that's even true, but so I guess, yeah, in the back of my head I was thinking, all right.
This is what I gotta do.
Yeah, this is what I have to
nice.
Do. So, yeah, I started doing it, and I think I'm the only person, at least, that I met at that age that wasn't playing guitar to meet girls. Like, I was actually playing guitar because I liked it, and I still haven't met any girls, so it hasn't changed very much. But I guess the best way to sum up my music is it's sort of Jack Johnson on antidepressants with a bit of Ben Harper, but I like a lot of stuff. I like Tom Waits, and I like Bob Dylan, and just pretty much anybody worth listening to is an inspiration on it. I have a hard time summarizing my music mm-hmm. as like folk or pop or whatever.
Yeah,
it's not. I don't know if you can help me out.
What genre of music do you play?
I know. I get asked this question, you know, and it's always a bit of an icebreaker. Like, oh, what kind of music do you play? And I'd never know what to say. Like,
guitar.
Yeah.
Just pull out the guitar and be like this.
This is what I play.
Yeah, this is what I do. So. But I guess the best, the closest summary, to borrow a phrase that my buddy Charlie Folk actually coined, is dirty folk. That's the closest I can really say what
All right.
my music sounds like.
So. Some dirty folk.
That's nice.
Start off the morning, a little Friday morning, with some dirty folk. Awesome.
So we should also mention you got a few gigs coming up.
Yes, I do, actually.
At Falcon Eddie's on...
That's right.
Oh, who didn't turn the phone off? Who was that? Oh, was that you, Jay?
Must be somebody else. Oops. You know, it's on vibrate now.
You guys
so.
Had me with the muffin, but I can tell now you're just not professional.
Well, some days are better than others. What can I say? I forgot to turn my phone off.
No, this is the...
I'm a busy guy. I'm popular. But, yeah. You do.
This is the earliest I've ever played a show, so I just want to apologize now if it's terrible.
way to build the audience up. All right,
God,
just turn the radio off now. Do yourself a favor.
No, it's not true. I listen to the MySpace and the stuff is good, and you seem fairly coherent. So I'm sure you'll do wonderful.
I don't know what was in that coffee, but yes. Sorry, I got some shows coming up at Falcon Eddie's this Sunday. And I've also got a sort of what's become a regular stint at the Square Rigger Pub in West Van, which I highly recommend you check out. It's a laugh, so to speak. And yeah, I'm going to be doing the Sunday showcase at Falcon Eddie's. I got some really cool support acts. I got this comedian named Ed Hill. He's going to come out and make everybody laugh. And this girl, Claire Love, is going to come do some songs. I haven't met her yet, but I'm really looking forward to it. And,
Did you mention earlier, was that Mark Woodyard's going to be coming and playing guitar
that
with you?
That's a rumor.
Okay, a rumor. Still just a rumor.
Well, I have a feeling he's going to turn up.
Cool.
Mark the Shark. He'll be there.
Nice.
Right on. All right, well, you want to play us a tune or two?
I do. I'm going to play, this first song is called The Good Bands. And this is most likely, I haven't completely decided yet, but this is most likely going to be the title track of the new album.
Awesome. All right.
Pushing that baby in a light room. Who's to say who am I anyway? Oh, just another chocolate, just another vulgar display. Display, hey, hey, hey. I said the good bands will stay till the end. But what could love your songs? They roll with their friends.
I said the great songs are always short. I said the worst bands are always first. I said the good bands are always last. I said the best sex is always faster. We couldn't have a band song.
What was that called again?
It's called The Good Bands.
The Good Bands. And was that written in your cave, or?
In my cave?
Yeah, when you went away for a year and locked yourself in the room?
Oh, yeah, I'm in my my shelter, my fortress of solitude. No, actually, that, actually, I didn't really start writing songs until, I guess, three or 4 years post-cave. I guess so. I just spent the whole time learning Metallica solos. I'm not going to lie to you.
I just sat there going, I'm going to be the greatest.
I noticed the sound in there. I could really pick up the Metallica in there.
Hey, man, it's classical music at the end of the day, old Metallica, isn't it?
You know? Yeah, no doubt.
For all the flack metalheads get, you know, I think it's... Anyway, I did at one point think I was going to join a metal band. I really had it in me. I thought, yeah, I'm going to do guitar solos. And then I just sort of, somewhere along the line... I just got sick of playing other people's songs, you know, mm-hmm. and I don't know what it was. I don't know. Actually, you know what? I think it stemmed from, I could never play other people's songs right to begin with, you know, and people would be like, oh, do you know this? Do you know that? And I'd be like, yeah. And I'd play it and they'd go, that doesn't sound like it. And
you're not playing it right.
Yeah. And I got really sick of people telling me I wasn't doing it right when I'm the one locking myself in a room and learning songs and I'm getting told that I'm doing it wrong.
This
and
I is thought, the way well, I play it.
Then I don't want to be right. Yeah. You know? Yeah. So I thought, fine, then I'll write my own songs and then no one can say anything. So
I love that phrase you just said. Then I don't want to be right.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean?
If I'm playing it wrong, I don't want to be right.
I'm wrong. That's the way it is.
You know, but cool. I think, you know, and I guess that I think everyone be it, you know, if you're a musician, a plumber or whatever, right? There's a breaking point where you're kind of, you're like, I either slave away for the rest of my life under someone else's wing or I start my own business, right? And for me, that's what it was. I was like, I'm gonna start doing this for real and give it a shot, you know? And so I started with the typical, you know, like, some Ben Harper stuff like that and some Bright Eyes and, just typical acoustic songs and things like that. And then slowly I just sort of started messing around. And anyway, to answer your question, that song, Good Bands, I wrote that just before the end of last year. And I mean, without analyzing any lyrics or anything like that, the general tone of the song is kind of just... I guess that feeling that we've all had, I guess, when you see a band and... you know, and they've got that sort of swagger and that demeanor, and you're kind of just like, you know, God, they are such, you know, wankers, but they're good. You know, they're really, that swagger that comes from when you see a really good band, and it's like, you, all right, you know, you guys might be jerks, but you're in a good band. So that's what I was trying to do with that one.
Nice. Nice. Very beautiful.
Cool.
So yeah, did you want to do a couple more, or how you feeling?
I am feeling great.
All right, for sure. Let's listen to some more.
Okay. This next song is a new one. I wrote this one last week. It's called Grandpa, Give Me My Nose Back.
Yeah, totally. That's very poignant. You wrote that a week ago? That's very nice.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I actually, and I got heckled playing that on Wednesday. I did a show. And it's my first first proper heckler. Like, I've dealt with many in my time here. I'm an old hand. But no, but it was the first time that it really got to me. mostly because there were only four people in the audience, and they were right in front of me. And when one of the four people in front of you are heckling you, kind of hard to concentrate, yeah, you know? So I was sitting there, and I was like, all right, I'll give this guy, I guess, the benefit of the doubt, you know, like, I'll do a couple, and if he doesn't shut up, I'll kill him. So I gave him that, and he didn't shut up, and he kept, and I did that one, and I was like, oh, you know, this will shut him up, but but it didn't. And the whole time he's screaming, he's like, hey, you're like Jason Mraz, you're like Jason Mraz, but like saying it in a bad way, you know, like, you know, oh, that's all you are. You know, and I was just, you know, there's nothing wrong with Jason Mraz, first off, you know, there's nothing wrong.
I wonder what would have happened if you just had handed him the guitar and been like, you go.
It's funny you say that, because I said, I'm going to take a break, and I cornered him outside, and I said, hey man, if you got anything better, if you want to get up and do a song, you are more than welcome to, but this is my job, and I really don't appreciate it. You're really distracting me. And he was like, oh, hey, no, man, I didn't mean it like that. No, funny how you thought me, like, you know, talking during your set was rude. I didn't think that at all, man. And I was like, all right, well, you know, knock it off. Basically, I was a little angry. And then I realized after I yelled at the one of only four people in my audience, it's probably not a good idea to do that.
So. It's pretty rock star.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's cool.
I don't get a chance to be a rock star much with an acoustic, so when I can, I take it.
Yeah. Well, we can get to some recorded music. If you maybe, can we hear just one more? Then we'll slide into some tracks, give you a break. And
okay, yeah, why not? This is another new one, relatively about a couple months old now. It's called The Hitman's Harp. And there's a reference to a very, very legendary Vancouver homeless man. So let me know if you spot it at all.
Sure. All right.
Oh, actually, if you're listening, legendary homeless man, I assume you're homeless. I'm sorry if you're not, but you look like it.
He made you dizzy like Gillespie, got the best of you, left the rest of you on the floor. Lasting out, he's such a boy. I said, no, you can't, Mom. You just get stoned. You should know by now. You should know by now. You should know by now. I said, knock me down and take me to a place they don't sing I love you. There's a price to pay on these streets. I said, spoons got rickets from the bad meat. He's singing, girls, 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 girls. For drugs, 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 drugs. And it's so sad, 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 sad. It makes you shrug, 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 shrug. But not for long, cause you need smokes. I just quit, but I'll steal some tokes. I said, let's sit down with the real four folks. Now the city ain't no fun. The young, I said, pretty soon you just won't care. No time to moan or fuss with your head. You'll say things like, my, how you've grown. What records do you own? You'll sing, girls, 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 girls. For drugs, 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 drugs. And it'll be sad, 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 sad. And they'll just shrug, 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 shrug. You should know by now.
right, you're listening to Tobacco Brown live on 101.9 FM CITR. This is Friday Sunrise. And, yeah, we're going to give Mr. Brown, Mr. Tobacco Brown, Kevin a little break here and play some recorded music for you all. And then we'll get back to you with some more live stuff.
If you want to check him out, he's playing at Falconetti's this Sunday, March 13th.
14th?
I think it's the 13th.
Maybe
14th, you're right.
I hope so.
March 14th, and I guess you're playing every Sunday throughout this month?
That's right. I'll be doing, I got three Sundays coming up. And come check it out. It's going to be emotional, definitely. I think so.
Right on.
Cool. You can also check him out on MySpace at MySpace/TobaccoBrown.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to listen to some Waltz Darling next. They're coming up with a show at the Railway Club this Saturday with Arctic and a couple of other bands. You can get more details at vanmusic.ca. But for now, here's some Waltz Darling for you on 101.9 FM CITR.
The color of the clothes that I wear, it accents my soul and my dark despair. Exhibit, tell the world just how I hate this rebel and waiting to retaliate. Black, the color of the barricade. The self-image that I have made. A prince running up the facade is incongruent from the love of God. A black clothes turned to gray, it takes away an eternal dismay. Well, I take a favorite every wash. As angel, my dears, come to come across. As angel, my dears, come to come across. As angel, it is the day I come across. Demand to lay some blame. The seams flare like my temper. Temper, 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 temper. And I wrinkle as my jeans in the hamper. A black cast tight in my leather. And my mood change all in the weather. I wish I could wear black every day, but I can't, because they always turn gray. My black clothes turn to gray. Ash takes away an nocturnal dismay. Ideas come to come across. As angel ideas come to come across. As angel ideas they never come across. That murky gray wall is my confusion. Is reality from black witcher? Is the illusion the color changer? The allegory of my position in this story. Hey. And wow, wow, black is my heart, and I suffer for my art. And black is the blood
I lock the back door, can leave the front door open, 'cause I know when you come crawling back, you won't let anyone know it. I lock my window, I turn the front porch light on, 'cause I know if anyone were to see your face, you'd be long gone. I think your ego knocked you down, can't even show your face around. You can't admit that you were wrong, that you're sorry that you're gone. I turn off my cell phone, scratch that up, leave it on silent, 'cause when I get your missed call, I wanna be able to prove it. I shut my heart off, I leave my mind wide open, 'cause I know when you beg for me back, you'll be aiming for my emotions. I think your ego knocked you down.
Wandering on and on, now I'm wandering.
see you there in a young girl's town with your mother in so much pain. I was almost there at the top of the stairs with her screaming in the rain. Did she wake you up to tell you that it was only a change of plan? Dream up, dream up, let me fill your cup with the promise of a man. Did I see you walking with the boys, though it was not hand in hand? There was some black face in a lonely place where you could understand. Did she wake you up to tell you that it was only a change of plan? Dream up, let me fill your cup with the promise of a man. It in the sun. Did she wake you up to tell you that it was only a change of plan? Dream up, let me fill your cup with the promise of a man. Dream up, let me fill your cup with the promise of a
around to shake his hand. So I roll up my peace of mind. Sweet leaf treats me so kind. Roll up my peace of mind. I know I probably shouldn't be telling you this, just I can't keep it inside no more. I got a feeling this shit just ain't tight, and that I could never give no more. And now I'm awake till the end. Write my letters and throw them away. Too many bills now to pay them.
This ain't no way to live, I say. So I roll up my peace of mind. Sweet leaf treats me so kind. Roll up my peace of mind.
Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Good morning. We're back on Friday Sunrise.
On 101.9 FM CITR
in Vancouver with our special guest, Tobacco Brown. He's going to play a few more tunes for us, but I should, before we get to that, I should list what we just played. That last tune was Giraffe Aftermath, whom we are hoping are going to be in studio to play some tunes live with us coming up in April. They are playing at the Railway Club this Monday. So you can go check them out there, I believe, with Fuzzcat in an acoustic show. And before that, we had Headwater, who is also going to be playing at the Railway Club March 30th. We also had Chica Bustin, who is going to be coming into the show 2 weeks from now. And she's going to be playing at Falconetti's on March 16th. And before that, we had Kaylee Johnston, who is also going to be coming in next Friday, March yeah, next Friday. And she's playing it.
Next Friday and March. 7
it's
days
in
from
March.
Now. Like the 15th, I believe, maybe. I don't know.
She's playing 19th. Republic March 23rd. And, of course, the wonderful Tobacco Brown, who is here with us right now, is going to be playing at Falconetti's as well on this coming Sunday.
Yeah, we should get to some more live news. We've got about 10 minutes left in this episode of Friday Sunrise. And then Synchronicity Spiritual Talk Radio with Marie Bernard is up next. So yeah, would like to get a couple more live tracks in here with Tobacco Brown. So sit back and enjoy, Vancouver. Here's some more live music on Friday Sunrise. Mm-hmm.
steps back from your door. Circle the last days of the tour. Buy your kid a good coat. You'll need it more and more as the last days of summer die. The truth is now that you're mine, it's only a matter of time till I hold you by my side. Only a matter of time. You told him put out your fire so you don't smoke. He drinks as fast as me, only three. Don't want him to see what soon will be. Such is life, such is life.
You got one more for us before we sign out here?
Yeah, why not? I'll leave you with this song. It's called Chocolate Teapot.
This is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR. Just signing off. This is Tobacco Brown live in studio. You can check him out on MySpace at Tobacco Brown. And he's going to be playing at Falcon 80s this coming Sunday.
Yes, and coming up next is Synchronicity Spiritual Talk Radio with Marie Bernard. So stick around, and thanks for listening to Friday Sunrise, Vancouver.
Tune in next week with Kaylee Johnston.
She likes kissing girls and hitting boys. She'll sleep anywhere as long as there's toys. If you got the boots, she's got the hat, a little of this and a lot of that. And if it rains, we'll find puddles. Darling, you owe me some cars. He likes kissing girls and hitting boys. He'll sleep anywhere as long as there's toys. If you got the boots, he's got the hat, a little of this and a lot of that. And if it rains, and if it rains, we'll find puddles. But darling, you owe me some cuddles. And if it rains, and if it rains, we'll find puddles. But darling, you owe me some cuddles.